USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again this week, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis. Customs and Border Protection agents have arrested two convicted sex offenders of children who recently crossed the southern border at Del Rio, Texas. One of the men came from Honduras, the other from Mexico. According to the agency, 1.9 million migrants crossed the border illegally in fiscal 2021. That's an increase of more than 1.3 million over the previous year and 800,000 more than the year before. As the CDC recommends COVID-19 infected isolation time drop from 10 days to 5 days, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC this week fails to disclose the science behind the decision.
Nothing is going to be 100%, and this is one of those situations when you're dealing with a very difficult situation that we often say you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift, and they've extended this special through this week. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up now, and you'll get the WAR 40% discount, and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 40% off for you. Your spouse is free. 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the former companion to the disgraced money man Jeffrey Epstein, was convicted on Wednesday of conspiring with him for at least a decade to recruit, groom, and sexually abuse underage girls. 60-year-old Maxwell was found guilty on 5 of 6 charges brought against her by a federal court in Manhattan, New York. Ms. Maxwell is the daughter of a British media mogul. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is pointing out a double standard the National Football League uses when addressing those that get infected with COVID-19.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show. Rodgers himself missed a game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The COVID response by Democrat leaders contrasts sharply with how Republican-led states are responding. Democrats want more lockdowns, more government, and more mandates imposed on our freedoms. The Republican response is the polar opposite. Dr. Carol Swain, senior fellow for constitutional studies on Fox News, says there's a large portion of our population fleeing Democrat states in favor of Republican-led states. Washington, D.C. lost nearly 3% of its population since President Biden took office.
I agree, and I used to love to travel to D.C., and when I go there now, it is like a wasteland, and I try to avoid all blue cities. I try to avoid New York, California, Chicago. These are places that at one time I enjoyed visiting. And we know why people are fleeing. Some of them visit the red states and the red cities, and they see that we have freedom. They see that we have low taxes, better quality of life. And, of course, if they can get out of there, they do. And that's what federalism was supposed to be about, that people could vote with their feet, and that's what they're doing.
Authorities on one of Spain's Canary Islands declared a volcanic eruption that started in September officially finished Saturday following 10 days of no lava flows, seismic activity, or significant sulfur dioxide emissions. But the volcano in La Palma, off the northwest coast of Africa, left widespread damage, the Canary's Volcanic Emergency Committee announced Christmas Day. Images from the island ash damage have the landscape looking more like the Sahara Desert. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.